This is the Kemp's Ridley update for April 28th, 2008, from the Padre Island National Seashore. Welcome everyone to the Kemp's Ridley update. I'm your host, Jordan Paul, and this week it finally happened, the first arribada of the season. This week brought multiple nests on two separate days. The first nest found in the Padre Island National Seashore were found on Thursday, April 24th, when we had six nests that day. And then on Saturday, we got four more, which brings us to a grand total of 10 for the park this season. All of the nests in the park were found by park employees, so let's give a big hand to our biotech patrollers, including David Mead, who found two nests, Rudy Villarreal, Kevin Byron, Shannon Busby, Jackie Vizoski, Tim Burke with two nests, Megan Bradley, and biologist Cynthia Rubio. Good job, guys. Keep it up. The nests were spread pretty evenly throughout the park, ranging from the 9-mile marker down to the 37. In addition, we had two more nests found this week in North Padre Island, north of the park boundary. The eggs from all 12 of those nests were collected and are now incubating in our turtle lab facility located behind the ranger station at the park. The gestation period for Kemp's Ridley eggs is about 45 to 55 days, so around mid to late June you should be expecting these hatchlings to start coming out, and with 12 nests spread out over just a couple of days, you can bet that there's going to be a public release around that time. Stay tuned to this podcast, and as the time draws nearer, you can dial our hatchling hotline to find out exactly when those hatchling releases will be held. That number is 361-949-7163. But that's not all the nests that were found in Texas this week. In addition to the 10 we found in the park, and the two found just north of us on Padre Island, we also had one discovered on the Bolivar Peninsula, an additional four down on South Padre Island to add to the one they found a couple of weeks ago, and three on Boca Chica Beach. That brings the grand total of nests found so far this year in Texas to 21. Now the magic number is a 128 to beat last year's record number of nests. And so far our year-to-date totals are actually ahead of what we had last year, so let's keep that up to another record season. Now let's take a look at the weather and beach conditions for the coming week. We just had a storm front blow through, and it looks like it's going to be clearing up with weather in the upper 70s, low 80s, and moderate winds. Good conditions to come on down to the park. Nothing particularly standing out as arribada weather for the coming week. The beach driving conditions have been very poor this week, with a lot of bumps, soft sand, a lot of sargassum weed coming ashore, and some erosion caused by the tides. However, these conditions change very quickly according to the weather, the tides, and the debris levels, so to obtain the most recent driving conditions, please call the Padre Island National Seashore Conditions Recording at 361-949-8175. Also, please be aware that nesting sea turtles are very hard to see, so drive very slowly and carefully when you're on the beach, and keep an eye out for those turtles, and do report them if you spot one, or if you spot signs of a nest, by calling 361-949-8173, extension 226. Or notify the first park employee that you see. For more information on the Kemp's Ridley Sea Turtle, or on our recovery project here at the Padre Island National Seashore, please visit our website at www.nps.gov/PAIS. I'd also like to hear any questions, comments, or suggestions that you'd have for this podcast. You can email me at admin@jpaulimages.com. And that does it for this week's podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jordan Paul, and I'll be back next week with another Kemp's Ridley update from the Padre Island National Seashore. Until then, think arribada.